Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast, and we're joined this morning by US singer-songwriter Mark Arbour, whose new single, Belong Together, not only brings us a lot of joy as we listen to it, but does the same for listeners all around the world. And last week, it hit 100 million streams, a massive 22 million streams up from the week before. And right now, Mark is touring across Europe with a wait list for every single one of his concerts. So we're very pumped that he could join us this morning on the show. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Now, your track Belong Together has been going from strength to strength on the charts since its release early this year. How does it feel knowing it's getting so much traction worldwide?
It is. It's been obviously an unbelievable feeling, but I haven't really processed all of it yet. I feel like there's been so many highs like every day that it's kind of just, I don't know. It's hard to process all of the good things that are going on. It's really just incredible and so fulfilling that I can make a song, I mean, literally in this room, just alone. And then now it's just being blasted all over the world and resonating in the way it is. It's really magical.
You wrote it alone in your basement, and it's such a heartwarming and joyful song. And the lyrics actually weave together a really beautiful visual as you listen to it. What was your inspiration when you were piecing the song together?
Thanks. I've always been inspired by, I guess the first music I fell in love with was kind of that folky era of like 2012 of like the Lumineers and Vance Joy and like Head in the Heart and Maggie Rogers and those groups. And I just feel like there's a certain sense of like community and togetherness in those songs. And that's why I first fell in love with music. And I constantly aiming to try to make my own version of that. And another North Star reference that I use a lot is like Coldplay. And I feel like they embody the same feelings in their music that I just described. And I guess when I sat down and wrote Belong Together, I'm always trying to create that feeling in my music or my version of that feeling. And I think Belong Together kind of did that in a way that I'm really proud of.
Do you think part of its power for people is also like it is you with a guitar using instruments? We're starting to hear so much music that has so much processing to it and so much synthetic attachments to it in the music that actually grounding yourself in acoustics helps.
Yeah. I think just acoustic instruments are timeless. I think like, I don't know, like you listen to old records from like Billy Joel or Bruce Springsteen from a long time ago. And it just organic instruments, they're never not cool.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I love acoustic music. I love listening to it. It just brings me nothing but joy. Now, social media for you has been a massive platform for you to build on your brand and create an outlet for audiences to hear your music. Why do you think it's now become this fertile breeding ground for musicians? What's your experience with it been?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a process of getting kind of like used to putting myself out there in that sense. But I think my experience has obviously been very, very rewarding. Being able to reach as many people as I have and getting that many eyes on what I make is really incredible. I think I'm learning that just being the most authentic version of myself and kind of just not overthinking it, being casual and just, you know, sometimes just having the idea, putting my phone down, doing the idea and forgetting about it and looking later, like that I found to be the most effective, because right when you start overanalyzing the way you look and the way you're smiling and the way you're acting, like it's going to be too fake. And like, I just, it reacts more when it's just an authentic version of yourself is what I'm learning. And it took a while to get there and a lot of trial and error before I figured that out. But
I think that's the nature of the beast for everyone, really. You just find your feet, and once you do, it kind of takes off.
Yeah.
Now, I did jump onto your TikTok and saw it was a heartwarming video of the coolest thing you've ever done. Can you describe the moment in Vienna? You're sitting on top of your tour van singing Belong Together, and it looked like there was like a couple of hundred people just singing along with you.
Yeah. So we've been doing this thing, or we did, we were doing this thing during tour where, like you said earlier, we, when we first announced this tour, we didn't realize how well it would sell, and it ended up selling out, and like we kept upgrading and it kept selling out, and it was obviously this very overwhelming and incredible thing that was going on, and it was my, it's my first tour, so I we didn't want to overdo it. So there's a point where we were like, okay, that's going to be it for now. But I felt bad that a lot of people, I'd get DMs like, and comments like, are you putting out more tickets? Are you putting out more tickets? So we decided to do pop-up shows, and we basically would just, before the actual show, we'd invite people to just come outside the venue and we'd sing, and they were awesome. So many people would come, we'd be like screaming in the street together. But that, that video you're talking about was in Vienna, and that was actually after the show. The Vienna crowd was so crazy that I didn't want it to end. So I just told them like, I'll be outside on top of the van. And basically we got a ladder, we climbed on top of the van. This is at like 11:30 at night. And they all just gathered, that wanted, the people that wanted to stay longer just gathered around the van, and we were all just singing like a few songs, like just on that, that canal, that, that, I forgot what river it is, but on some river in Vienna, we were just singing. It was honestly amazing. It was so cool.
It really was, just seeing it on your TikTok. It is absolutely amazing to see. And we're going to get into what it's like for you touring right after this, but I reckon it's time that we give the listeners a little bit of a listen. This is Belong Together by Mark Arbour, and you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Sleep is friends with death, but maybe I should get some rest, 'cause I've been out here working all damn day. Blueberries and butterflies, the pretty things that greet my eyes when you call and I say I'm on my way. You and me belong together. Cheers, the worries sink. Damn it, it's so good to be alive. We know that we don't got much, but then again, it's just enough to always find a way for a good time. You and me belong together.
You're on Joy Breakfast, and you just heard Belong Together, a track that's soaring up the charts by singer-songwriter Mark Arbour, who is joining us this morning. Welcome, Mark. Now, you're currently on tour in Europe, on a tour that, look, it's sold out in less than a day, and every single one of your shows has a wait list. Did that blow your mind, first world tour, and it's just like, bam?
Yeah, the tour is supposed to just be four shows to start, and all just in North America, and we just kept... It sold out. We kept expanding, and then we kept expanding. And then there was demand in Europe. So then we put it in Europe, and then the UK, and like it just kept selling out to a point where I mean I don't know. I'm still in shock that it sold out the way it did. Like, and the energy that the shows had, it was just this incredible. Everyone was just there to have fun, and it was just really, really so much fun and such an incredible experience. And yeah, it kind of just was so fulfilling. Yeah, it's like a dream.
Well, what's been the most surprising thing about tour life for you?
Well, I mean, there's been cool moments where, like, in at one of the shows, I saw a fan in front of me while I was singing "Good to Be," the last song of the set, and she was having a great time the whole time. But I caught her eye at the end, and she held up a sign that said, "It's going to get dark for a second," but she said, "I have terminal cancer, but damn it, it's so good to be alive," which is, well, it's just a line I say a lot in like a few of these songs that have recently been put out. And I found her after the show, and we were talking, and she was telling me how important the music is and all this stuff, that and very complimentary things. And I kind of realized in that moment that like the stuff I make alone in this room, I just make because I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun and I'm expressing myself and whatever I want to. And I'll never know what my song means to her. But like, I never kind of thought about that until that moment of just how much power the things that we make can have on other people. And like, that was kind of a real life experience that you can't get online, and that was a really magical moment that I didn't expect from tour. But
it's a really wonderful thing that when you get to experience the power of what your music does for other people, even just in that small way. And it just must be a wonderful thing to go from, okay, we're going to tour around North America, now it's Europe. So what about Australia? When are you going to come down here?
Honestly, we're trying to plan that right now. We're planning the album tour, and I have a feeling we're going to get there. I have a strong feeling we're going to get there.
I believe it. Well, you started the year with a sold out tour. You've had continuing success with Belong Together. What are you planning for the rest of 2024? I mean, it's only May now. Do you need a rest, or are you just going to keep rocking and rolling?
No, I'm going to keep going. I've been working on this album, which Belong Together and Good to Be, and I Hope It All Works Out, are all a part of. And I'm going to be releasing that, ideally late summer where I am, so I guess late winter for you, and then we're gonna go on tour again. Don't stop,
just keep on going. Well, thanks for taking some time out today and having a chat with us this morning on the show, Mark. Congratulations on all the success of the tour and the song. Can't wait to hear more music from you and get you down under for a concert or two down here.
Amazing, thank you so much for having me.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.